a honeybee pest that can camouflage itself. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Honeybees are under attack from a lot of threats. Researchers say varroa mites are the biggest threat. They suck blood from bees and can kill entire colonies. Zachary Huang is an associate professor at Michigan State University. He says these mites use a special skill to attack beehives. They can actually change how they smell to smell like bees so the bees don't know they're there. In a new study, he found the mites could change how they smell within days.
The mites are able to change the surface chemicals, their smell, so that the host probably won't be as easily to pick them off, to detect them.
In the study, Huang found the mites could quickly change their smell to mimic different species of bees. He says understanding how this chemical camouflage works might help researchers come up with new ways to get rid of the mites. This is the Environment Report. The Ecology Center in Ann Arbor has just come out with its fifth report on toxic chemicals in car seats. The nonprofit group analyzes car seats for the presence of heavy metals and flame retardants. Flame retardant chemicals can migrate out of products like car seats and build up in dust, and then they can get into our bodies. Jillian Miller is a staff scientist with the Ecology Center. Thanks for coming in.
Sure, thanks for having me.
You analyzed the chemical makeup of 12 different brands of car seats. What did you find?
So we found 10 different flame retardants among the various seats in different components. We found a few brominated and chlorinated flame retardants, which are of particular concern. We call those halogenated as a class, and those are typically highly toxic, very persistent in the environment. So those are a concern just as a chemical class. And then we found four different halogen-free, so no bromine or chlorine, chemicals that we call phosphate-based as a short term. And those are newer, and it's interesting that car seat companies have been moving to the phosphates without halogens, and they're doing that on purpose. We've been in communication with some of the companies who are trying to eliminate halogens. But the phosphate-based chemicals, in many cases, have not been studied especially thoroughly, and so we're not quite sure what health effects might be. Some of them might be less persistent in the environment. On the other hand, some of the phosphates have been found in Arctic air, so you know, we know that they're traveling long distances and being found in people when researchers do biomonitoring, testing people's bodies for chemicals.
How can parents make an informed decision when they go to the store?
Hopefully our consumer guide will be helpful from this study, although we tested 15 seat models, so we can't test every seat on the market, but hopefully that can help some people at least. And we encourage people to first check a company's website if they're looking at car seats. Check a company's website to see if they have a publicly disclosed policy around chemicals. Unless you have no car, you probably need a car seat. You pretty much have to get one. And that's a good thing. They're successful in terms of crash safety, and that's incredibly important. So we don't ever want to scare people off, like, should you buy a car seat? Of course you should buy a car seat and always use it. The other thing is, no matter what car seat you have, you can at least make a habit of vacuuming your car, including the car seat, and vacuum all the little nooks and crannies, because a lot of these chemicals that migrate out, they tend to cling to dust. Keeping it clean will reduce the contaminated dust, which is a big source of exposure for kids and adults.
Jillian Miller is a staff scientist with the Ecology Center. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
You can find a link to the consumer guide at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.